Proverbs chapter number 6. I'm going to look at two verses of Scripture for our text. That being verse number 27 and verse number 28. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 6, verse 27, and then verse number 28. The Bible said, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go up on hot coals and his feet not be burned?" Father, we love you tonight, and we're thankful for the privilege to be back in the house of God this evening. Lord, I thank you for what you've been doing around here these nights. Lord, I appreciate, God, the help, Lord, that I've received, Lord, and I'm thankful that I got to see, Lord, a few souls birthed into the family of God. Lord, I know, Father, you're still in the saving business this evening. Lord, might be more here this evening that are lost, God. Maybe they'd come tonight and be birthed into the family of God as well. Lord, I thank you for everything that's already been said and done. I pray for the next few minutes that you'd take us and use us, Lord, for your glory. Lord, anoint us afresh and give us liberty, Lord, to preach what you've put in our heart. And whatever you do, we'll thank you, we'll praise you, and we'll give you the glory for it. Lord, for it's in Christ's precious and holy name that we do pray. And amen. Thank you. You can be seated. We preached the other night about that fire from heaven, that Holy Ghost fire. And boy, I'm telling you, that's what we're needing in these last days as God's people. That's what it takes to experience old-fashioned revival. We need the fire of God burning in our hearts and in our midst. Amen. But just as sure as there is a good fire, on the other hand, there is a bad fire. Amen. You can take that which is good and turn it into something that which is bad. Fire has proven to be a blessing to mankind. Amen. Now this ain't going to be deep. I'm not going to get in over your head. Amen. You don't have to worry about that. This just be simple. But boy, the Lord's burning something in my heart. Amen. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've had this every night this week. This has been somewhere there on one of the back burners. I didn't know for sure when it was coming, but God did. Amen. And I do believe there's probably a reason for it. Amen. As sure as you can take something good, there's also something can be bad with it. Fire, I talked about that engine, that locomotive trying to carry a load. It can't do that without fire. Amen. Got to have some fire. Did you know that was fire that helped get you here tonight? All of these automobiles out here in a parking lot, had there not been a fire in the engine, nobody would have got here. Amen. We thank God for fire. We got fire in our furnaces that keep us warm. We got fire in our factories that help us produce things and do the work that needs to be done. But boy, you can also take fire and let fire get out of control. You got some trouble on your hands. Amen. I seen on the news this week up in Colorado, they've got some forest fires burning. Houses are catching on fire. What was it last year? The state of Texas nearly burned up. Amen. And it's just because some little fires got out and got out of control and brought devastation. Amen. Well, boy, I'm seeing this same thing spiritually. We sure do need a fire burning. But oh my, on the other hand, we've got some wildfires out. We've got some fires destroying homes. We've got some fires destroying lives. And I pray that God would reveal some of those things to us tonight and help us this evening. Amen. I want to try to preach for a little while on playing with fire. Amen. Playing with fire. I told you the other night, I spent about 9 years in the back of an ambulance as a paramedic over in Robbinsville. I was also a member of the volunteer fire department. And I also helped the North Carolina Forest Service when forest fires would get out in our area. I'd go and help them. So I know a little bit about what it was to fight some fires. Amen. But there was one thing that happened to me I'll never forget. I'd piled up a big old brush pile. Matter of fact, a contracting company from the power company had came through, and we had some power lines running across our land. Now, if there's just wood under those power lines, they'll come through every so often, and they cut everything down. I don't know how it is in Tennessee, but they're not required to clean it up.
So a big portion of my land they'd came through, and they'd cut all that underbrush and all the trees that had been growing, and I was going to try to clean some of that up. So I got out one day and I started piling me up a big brush pile, and I'd worked on it for several evenings. But then one day it got good and I thought everything was just right. I was going to go out and I was going to burn my brush pile. I got out, John, had everything just right, had me a little bit of fuel over here, and I was going to try to get that thing to burn. Well, I had me a place started, and I know, you know, listen, I've started a lot of fires. I know you got to have some little stuff and this and that. I got everything ready and put me a little fuel on it, and I lit it, and it burned bright for just a moment or two, and then it died back down and went out. Well, I kept doing that. I don't know how many times I've done that. I could not get that brush pile started to burn. Amen. So what I did, I got me a rake, and I started raking me up some little piles. Amen. I'm not talking about that big brush pile. I'm talking about some little piles. There was some dead grass in there, some little twigs and a lot of other things like that. Well, I had, for a few minutes later, I had me four or five little fires going. Amen. I thought, if I can't get a big one going, I'll get me a few little ones going. Well, it wasn't supposed to be windy or anything that day, but lo and behold, after I got three or four of them burning, one of my little fires was over next to the mountainside, and just in a thought, I mean, listen, I knowed what I was doing. I thought I had it all under control. I thought I was skilled enough. I thought I had enough sense to handle what I was doing, but little did I know, there was a good puff of wind come through there, and that little pile over next to that mountain, it jumped over and got on that mountain, and them dry leaves and them dried up twigs and branches that had fallen, and in just a moment's time, my little fire started running up the mountainside. I learned some things about that fire, Brother Barry. I just want to shout, this ain't deep, but oh God, please help us tonight. I want you to know this, first of all, every fire starts small. Amen. Well, ain't that real deep? Amen. Every fire starts small. Now, I want y'all to get a hold of this. Every fire starts small. Amen. Look, this is something similar to one I used to get that fire started. Amen. It's a little lighter. And this lighter has two things that make fire. Number one, there's some butane in here. And then number two, there's a spark made. Amen. And went, boy, I want you to get a hold of this. It takes two things to get a fire going. Amen. Now, I can hold this little button down right here, and as long as that's all I'm doing, there ain't going to be no fire. I can run my thumb across the top, and as long as I'm not pressing a red button, there'll be no fire. Amen. But boy, when these two things get together, you've got a fire. Now, young people, I want y'all to listen to me real carefully, all right? There's two things that will start a spiritual fire in your life or in your heart. I say spiritual, let me say it this way, a sinful fire in your life. Amen? Number one, it takes a temptation. Amen? Temptation, if it comes, look out now, you're going to get in trouble if you ain't careful. Amen? But as long as there's just temptation, with the grace and the help of God, you can keep a fire from starting. Amen. Well, on the other hand, then there's opportunity. Amen. If you've got an opportunity to sin, as long as there's no temptation, you can keep a fire from burning. But my soul, if those two things ever get together, I'm talking about an opportunity and a temptation. If those two things come together, you're looking at trouble. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how many services you're in church. I don't care whose child you are. If you let those two things get together on you, amen, you're asking for trouble. Amen. Now, everybody knows in here, listen, there ain't none of us above it. We're all subject under temptation. emotion. Ain't that right? We all deal with, face different things. Our flesh, we're still living in an ungodly and a wicked flesh that is prone and subject to fall. Amen. Oh, my soul, we all have to battle our old flesh. Boy, listen, if we ain't real careful, I don't care if you're a preacher, I don't care if you're a Sunday school teacher, I don't care if you're a deacon or a deacon's wife, if we ain't real careful, we will let some little fires get out in our lives and in our hearts. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, everybody in here is subject to this. Amen. I don't care if you're saved, and I don't care if you're lost. You're subject to letting a sinful fire get started in your life. How that does, it just starts out real small. It's those first few minutes on the internet when nobody's looking. Amen. Amen. You think you're all alone. You think you're somewhere by yourself. Nobody's ever going to know what you're doing. I'm telling you, friend, just a good quick look, a little glimpse here and yonder. It starts with that first little sip of alcohol. Amen. It's nothing major. It's nothing big. It's just something real small. Every single fire started small. That one burning right now in Colorado, I don't know exactly how it started, but I'll guarantee you this, it started small. Amen. Amen. It started, boy, all I had was just a little old bitty brush pile. It wasn't big at all. It's just something small. And my little small spark, it started from a spark. And I knelt down and I lit that thing, and my little bitty fire and my little bitty pile got big real quick. Amen. Every single fire that I know anything about is going to start small. Amen. But now not only will a fire start small, every fire that I know anything about sends off smoke. Amen. Y'all heard the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, that's true the opposite way. Where there's fire, there's smoke. Amen. My soul, listen, young folk, no wonder you got some moms and dads worried and upset. Church, no wonder your pastor's been worried and been praying for some of y'all. Amen. No wonder your neighbor's been praying for you. You know why? They're seeing some smoke coming up in your life. Amen. Maybe the fire is not evident. Maybe there's been nothing destroyed yet, but they start seeing some smoke. Amen. My, when we start seeing some smoke, we know there's a fire somewhere. It may not be a big one, but we know there is a fire somewhere. We'll start laying out of church from time to time. Your pastor's going to start getting upset and worried. He's going to start seeing some smoke. Amen. Starts happening around the home. Things start changing at home. Start seeing some smoke. Maybe a fire loose somewhere. Amen. Every fire that I know anything about starts small. Every fire I know anything about sends off smoke. And I'll tell you this, if the conditions are right, everything I know about a fire, I know this, they'll spread rapidly. Amen. You get the conditions right and they'll spread quickly. Oh, I'll never forget it, Brother Barry, as long as I live. Again, I want to remind you, I thought I had it under control. Amen. It ain't going to happen to me. I put these fires out. Amen. I know all about this stuff. My little fire that started small, the conditions was just right. And that big puff of wind came along and carried a little bit of it, and it got up on that mountainside. I've never seen anything like that in my life spread as fast as that thing spread. Amen. I tell you, I had me a rake there. I took off a running up the side of that mountain, and I started trying to cut me a fire line, but I realized real quick I couldn't stop it. It was spreading faster than I can pull back any leaves, faster than I could fix me a fire line. I said, oh, my soul, I got to get me some help. I ran into the house as far as I could. First of all, I hollered. I was hollering as loud as I could. I said, Jenny, that's my wife's name. I said, Jenny, she wasn't hearing me. I took off a run and I threw my rake down. I took off a run into the house and I run and stuck my head in a door. And I said, get me some help. I said, this fire has got out of control. My, my. Yeah. I've never seen anything spread like that spread. It just started, I mean, that little, just started in a little spot. And that thing started running up that mountainside. And instead of just going straight up, some of it was going this direction. Some of it was going this direction. That thing got it spreading real quick. Amen. Don't you listen to me now. There's somebody in here this evening. Ain't a doubt in my mind. There's somebody that's been playing around with a little fire. Amen. There's somebody. And you, here's what you're thinking. You're thinking that you know what you're doing. You're thinking that you can handle it. You're thinking that you know how far to let it go. You're thinking that you know when to cut it off and to make it stop. Amen. You got it all figured out in your mind. No, to tell you something, I don't care who you are. You let that thing get out of control. My soul, you ain't no match for it, friend. Amen. I've seen it happen too many times with the husbands and the wives. Amen. I don't know, oh God, I don't know why I'm preaching this, but there'll be a gentleman down at the workplace. He's not real happy at home. They've been a few fights and this and that, and arguments going on, and he goes into work, and there's a sweet little thing down there at work. Amen. And she's, oh boy, she's very understanding, and she listens real well. Amen. And he gets to talking to her, and they become good friends. Amen. And you see that no major thing going on yet. Amen. But they are a little fire getting to starting to burn. Amen. It's same way with that wife. Amen. He listens good, and he's understanding of your situation, and he seems to really care. Amen. Now nothing big's going on, nothing major's happening, but in your heart and in your mind there's a little fire that's starting to burn. Amen. Now you wouldn't admit it. Amen. You'll even try to convince yourself there's nothing to it, but in your mind you start thinking, well, what if? Amen. My, what's happening? There's a little fire getting started. Amen. And right now you're thinking that you can handle it, and you ain't going to let it go too far. You ain't going to let it get out of control. Why, it's just a friendship. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, friend. You better get that thing put out right now, because you're no match for it. It can get loose and get away on you real quick. Amen. There's some young folk in here. You've been trying a few things. As it's already been mentioned, you're hanging around the wrong crowd, thinking that you can handle it. Amen. The devil's even talked you into believing that you're going to change them. Amen. Amen. Boy, I wish you could. I wish you, young people, I wish you could change all of them and get them all right with God. I'm telling you, keep a hanging around that crowd. It ain't going to be them that's changing. It's going to be you that's doing the changing. Amen. And right now, it's just a little fire. Amen. It's nothing big. It's nothing major. But you let the conditions get just right. You let opportunity and temptation come together at the same time, and you are in trouble. Amen. My. Start small. Start seeing some smoke. Boy, when the conditions get just right, it starts spreading, and it spreads fast. I've watched folk go downhill real quick. When I was pastoring, I had a gentleman come. He wanted to talk to me. I'd already been seeing smoke signals. And he came and talked to me, began to open up, and he was saying things to me I couldn't believe he was telling his pastor. And what was going on, there was a fire got out in his heart. And he looked at me and he said, "Preacher, I can't stop it." And then he went a step beyond. He said, "Preacher, I don't even want to stop it." And then just a day or two later, I saw a fire destroy his home, destroy the lives of his family. My soul, friend, I've watched them go. When the conditions get right, they go quick. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I don't know who you are or how big it is or what's going on, but if there's a fire getting started down in your heart, you better get that thing out right now before it breaks loose on you and gets to a place where you can't stop it and totally destroys everything about you and your life and your family. You better get it stopped. You better get it under control. You better get it put out. Amen. It spreads rapidly. Listen, I seen that thing start going up that mountainside. And in a moment of time, I lost every ounce of pride, every ounce of dignity that I had. I lost every single bit of it. And it was even going through my mind when I started hollering and then I started running to the house. I was thinking, what on earth are they going to say about me? What are they going to think about me? But I'm going to be honest with you. I was to a place now I really didn't care what they was going to say, and I didn't really give a rip what they thought. Amen. I know there was something out of control. It was getting bigger than I ever dreamed it would get, and I knowed I had to have some help. I could not stop it by myself. Amen. I could not stop it by myself. You need to get a hold of that right there. I realized me and my little rake wasn't good enough. Me and my little rake wasn't big enough, and we wasn't fast enough. I said, oh God, I've got to have some help. Amen. I ran down there and hollered and told her, and she got on the phone and dialed those famous three numbers. Amen. 911. Well, I took off a running back up yonder as fast as I could, trying to do what I could to get that thing contained and stopped. But it was out of control. It was out of my hands. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The best thing I'd ever heard in my life off in a distance was when I heard some sirens coming my direction. Amen. I said, thank God. Get here as quick as possible. I looked around. I seen them coming up the road. I seen them red lights. There's a red truck and a green truck. I said, thank God they're on their way. They came over to where I was, and I watched them start unloading the trucks, and they's grabbing rakes and hoses and everything else. Hey, I was just glad, thank God help had finally arrived. Now you listen to me and you listen well. If it ain't too late and before it destroys everything, you need to lose all your pride and all your dignity, and you need to realize you can't stop it. And if you don't do something right now, it's going to destroy your life. What you need to do is swallow your pride, lose your dignity, and run for help. Amen. Realize you can't stop it on your own. You ain't big enough, you ain't quick enough, you ain't fast enough, and you better get you some help. I'd find me a place to run to, and I'd fall in an old-fashioned altar, and I'd dial a heavenly 911. Hey, and I'd cry. I wouldn't care who's listening. I wouldn't give a rip who thinks what. I'd say, oh God, if this thing's about to destroy me, and it's about to destroy my family, and I can't stop it. I can't handle it no more by myself. I've got to have some help. I promise you, sure as I'm standing here, there'll be some heavenly sirens begin to sound. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And if you're sincere and you mean business and you don't want your life ruined and you don't want your families destroyed, you'll be glad when you hear them. Amen. It'll be the sweetest sound that ever came to your spiritual ears that you've ever heard. Amen. I know, thank God, there's a Holy Ghost fire department. Amen. And they know how to handle your fire. And they know how to get it put out. They came running to my aid. It didn't seem like no time. Thank the Lord, we had it under control. Right. Wasn't no big flames no more. Few burning embers, few burning coals here and yonder, still a little smoke. But we felt like we'd got it took care of. We gathered around down at the trucks. I knew it's coming. They ragged me good. Amen. I mean, my next door neighbor was the chief of the North Carolina Forest Service Department. Matter of fact, he was buying the house for me. Had to write me a ticket. My next door and I had to. Amen. I knew, listen, I deserved it. I had it coming to me. Boy, about that time after the fun and laughter was all over with, I happened to turn my eyes back up and I looked over yonder on the mountainside.
Oh, mercy.
And all I seen was charred black ground. The trees was burnt. I didn't know if there'd ever be anything bloom or grow up there again. And for days, I'd come down my driveway, and I'd look over, and all I'd see was black, charred ground. Fire don't only spread rapidly, but fire scars the land. I mean, for days, black, just black. Fire was out, but boy, it sure was things there to keep me reminded of it. Listen, friend, you can get the fires put out. Be sure your sin's going to find you out. You are going to reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. Some of you sitting in here this evening with scars in your past. Past mistakes, past fires that got out of control. Amen. You can look back yonder in certain places, in certain areas, and you see the blackness of it all. Amen. Haunts you to this day. I've got some still haunt me. Still remember them. I can close my eyes and see the flames sometimes. That's just the way we are as humans. Amen. Hard, young people, please stay clean. Please stay straight. Save you a lot of heartache down the road. Save you a lot of pain and a lot of scars. Oh, keep a lot of bad memories out of your minds. If you just stay straight and stay clean, you don't have to try it. You don't have to do it. I don't care what they say. They may say you're squire. They may say you're not cool or you're going to be a nobody. Let them say all they want to say. It'll save you down the road. It'll keep you from having a lot of scars and a lot of nightmares and a lot of bad memories. Just stay right and stay straight with God. You'll be glad that you did. I love to hear these testimonies where they say, I never took a drink. Hey, one young man come to me and said, well, my testimony ain't much. He said, I can't tell folk that God saved me from a drunkard and God saved me from this. I said, hallelujah, son. Tell it all you can and be thankful for the testimony that God's given you. You don't have to go through hell and go through every ditch from here to eternity to have a good testimony. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God you ain't never done nothing wrong. Be glad and thank God for it. Wish to God I had a testimony like that. Wished I had one like that. Too many times I go to sleep, try to go to sleep at night, close my eyes, and those old things, devil keeps throwing back up at me and trying to haunt me with them, and oh, my soul. But boy, I want to tell you this. I kept driving up and down my driveway, looking over there and seeing that old black ground. There was one afternoon I come through there. Never forget it. I looked over yonder and amidst all of that black, God had let some kind of orange flower come up through that black dirt and bloomed out there just as pretty as you please. Listen, I just about stopped right there and had a spell. I mean, the prettiest orange flower had worked its way up through all those ashes, through all that charred soil, and started blooming. Well, I thought, my soul, that reminded me of the goodness and the forgiveness of our great God. Amen. Oh, yeah. I've signed a few of y'all's Bibles, and I'm honored to do that. And I said that to say this. I always put 1 John 1:9. That's my verse. Amen. That's my verse. Say, preacher, what is it? That if thou shalt confess without... Well, no, I'm back on Romans now. That if we'll confess our sin, He's faithful and just. Forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all... A-double-L, all unrighteousness. Amen. Why don't you get a hold of this right here? There's some of those things that haunt me that I cannot get out of my mind. It hit me one night. Thank God those things that I can't forget, He can't remember. Don't you get a hold of that right there. Them things I can't forget are some of the things He can't remember. Hallelujah, friend. Thank God. I'm glad that the grace of God forgives. And when He forgives, He forgets it. My soul, the devil's beating you over the head with some of them past mistakes and some of them faults and failures. Hey, but ain't it good that God don't even know what you're talking about? Amen. I'm glad, thank God, God forgives. Amen. Hey, some young people in here done already messed up. Amen. Hey, some of you done some stuff you shouldn't have ever done. Some of you already gone through some DTs at one time or another in your life. I've got good news for you. Thank God you get all that right with God and get forgiven and repent of it. You need to get a hold of that word right there, repent of it. Amen. Turn from it. Amen. You get that under the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, there's no reason why the flowers can't bloom again where the land was once charred at in your life. Amen. That's the goodness and the grace of God. You can drive back through there now. You can't even tell it ever burned. Amen. And you know what? I never planted nothing. I didn't cover none of it up. God did it all. Amen. He restored the beauty. He restored the colors. I couldn't have done none of that. God had to do that. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, He can take your old charred ground and your past mistakes, and He can put beauty back in its place. It may take a little while. It may take some time. But thank God, God is able to do it all. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad God forgives. I don't know who's doing what and what's going on in your life. Let me say this. If you're here tonight and you ain't never been saved, you're playing with the worst kind of fire. I know this is contrary to modern day believism, but there's still fire in hell. Y'all believe that, don't you? And hell is a literal place. Y'all believe that, don't you? I found this out the other day. Billy Graham, at one time, he made this statement, a tremendous statement. He said if there'd be more hell in the pulpit, there'd be less hell in the pews. I like that. In other words, he's saying if we preach on hell a little more, there'd be a little bit less hell in the pew. He said that one time. But here a while back, he retracted it. And he said, I can no longer with a clear conscience tell people that there is a literal place called hell. I mean, if that's your favorite preacher, what are you going to do with that? I mean, I'm sorry. Amen. He said he could no more with a clear conscience tell everybody there's a place called hell. Contrary to popular belief today, there is still a place called hell. Amen. And there is fire in hell. And if you're here tonight and you hadn't ever been saved by the grace of God, man, you're holding your life out on a balance. I mean, just at any moment's time, you could slip out into eternity, go around the next curve, amen, take your last breath, and you could literally be in hell within the hour. Y'all believe that? My soul. I'm telling you, this is as real gets. And folks are walking around knowing in their heart they had never been saved by the grace of God. You talking about playing with fire. Now they're playing with fire. Just in a moment. I wonder, it's 15 minutes till 9. I wonder who and how many will be in hell by 15 after 9. I just wonder. Ain't going to be me, preacher. If you ain't never been saved, you cannot guarantee me it won't be you. You can't. You cannot. How many be in hell by in the morning? In hell by morning. Ain't going to be folk that sits on Baptist pews, that has sat and listened to good preaching, that just like that, they're going to close their eyes, slip out into eternity, and lift up their eyes in hell. My, you're talking about playing with fire. Now that's playing with fire. I don't know your hearts tonight. It's been on my heart heavy all week long. And it might be somebody, you may be saved. If you can be saved and do some of the things that goes on, and I'm sure you can backslide. I'm a true believer in opportunity to backslide. It's there. But my soul, whatever the case may be, if you're playing around with something, listen, that's my Holy Ghost partner. He reveals that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no doubt tonight he's revealed something to somebody. It's that gentleman been looking at pornography. That's a fire, friend. That's a fire. You got it all under control, you think, right now. But there's going to be images in your mind. And it's going to have an effect on you somewhere down the road. Hey, man, go ahead. Think you've got it all. You got it all under control. You're all right with it. That thing's going to get loose on you. Going to destroy your family, friend. You better think twice. I wish to God you'd realize how it's about to get out of control and you'd run and get some help tonight. Get that put out. We've got somebody in here, you've been slipping around drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen. RBT?
This?
Come on.
I may say, Brother Barry, RBT's a fine church. I've realized that this week. Y'all are so blessed. But y'all are not above some of this stuff. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I've seen some good folk. That fire get loose out on them, destroy everything. And then you find out about it and you're like, how on earth did that happen with them? I thought they had everything straight. I thought they was running well. Listen, you don't have to tell me what it is.
Right. Amen.
I don't think you have to tell Brother Barry.
Amen.
But you better run to God tonight and try to get that thing put out.
Amen.
Before it gets loose on you and destroys everything in your life.
Right.
Young people are going to face a lot of little fires going to get started.
Yep.
I mean, that's one thing you're going to have to battle with
growing up in teenage years and so many things going on around you, being pulled this way and being pulled that way, and going to have a lot of opportunities, going to be a lot of temptations. Please, 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 please. The moment there's a spark, the moment there's a little flame, get that thing stopped and get it put out just as quick as you can. Don't dwell on it. Don't put it off. Don't play with it. Don't go back and do it again. Get that thing to God and get Him to take care of that while you still can. Save you a lot of trouble and save you a lot of heartache. Don't let that boy touch you no more. Hear me and hear me well. Don't let him touch you no more. Amen. Young man, don't you try to touch her no more. Amen. Listen, we got some good kids. I'm around good kids all the time. I tell them, I don't know what you think about this, and it really don't matter. If you don't agree with it, that's all right. But listen, I don't even like young people holding hands. Amen. I don't care how good they are. Amen. You get that touch. You just let that touch. Young man, you let that girl touch you. Hold your hand. That does something, I mean, to the flesh. It starts running things through your mind. It'll start a fire if you don't watch it real careful. Amen. Don't let her. Don't let him. Keep that thing. I mean, and if he's trying to, hear me and hear me well. You run as far as you can from him. Amen. You don't need him. Amen. You don't want him. Hey, I'm telling you, get right with God and get rid of him. My, my.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to help you.
Yes.
Trying my best to help you. It does. It starts real small.
Yeah.
Something innocent.
Yeah.
I tell our young people, I tell my children, I do not want you alone with the opposite sex.
Exactly.
That works for the adults too.
Sure.
Don't need to be in a room by yourself. Sir, if that ain't your wife, don't get along. Amen. Ma'am, if that ain't your husband, don't be alone with him in a room nowhere. Amen. I'm telling you, there ain't nobody above it.
Right.
Nobody is. Nobody is. There'll be a little fire get started.
Yes, sir.
It'll get big on you. And it'll jump your little bounds you've got set on it. And it'll get out of control real quick. Somebody's been playing with fire. Somebody,
yes,
listen, may not see the smoke, but you can sure smell it.
Yep.
Amen.
Mercy, preacher.
Playing with fire. I told you this wasn't nothing deep or nothing. Boy, I'm glad I got it off my chest. Amen. Worries me when God puts something like that on me.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we're at a place right now. Ain't nobody going to move. Ain't nobody going to come to altar. They'll be thinking, I've been watching stuff on TV. Or I told you, you're going to have to get that place where you don't really care what people think. You don't have to tell nobody. But you better tell him real quickly before that thing gets any bigger than what it already is. It may just be some anger issues. Amen. It may be some bitterness. It just may be some bad thoughts towards somebody. You keep thinking that stuff and keep letting that stuff run through your mind, the devil's going to have you convinced that that's your worst enemy. Amen. And you're going to be hating them, and they ain't even done nothing. Amen. I've had those issues before. The devil's convinced me that somebody done something and they didn't bit more do nothing than anything. Amen. That thing just starts growing in your mind. It's just like a fire that gets loose in your mind. Get that thing stopped and under control now. Amen. Get her stopped. Get it stopped. Get it stopped. Get it stopped. And sir, if you're out in sin, you ain't never been saved. You need to get saved now before it gets any worse. Some of you are going to put it off and you're going to say, I'm going to wait. And listen, you wait, it's just going to be harder on down the road. There's going to be more ground than already burnt. There's going to be more heartache, more scars to deal with. I just go ahead and get saved right now. I'd go ahead and get all things fixed right now. I'd go home tonight and I'd sleep me a good night's sleep with peace that passes all understanding. I'd get her fixed tonight. I don't know your hearts, and this kind of might have been scattered, but boy, listen, you better not be playing with fire.
Yeah.
There's a good fire. We want Holy Ghost fire to fall. Lord, we don't want no uncontrolled fires getting out on us and destroying our lives, those around us, our testimonies.